The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Welcome to the Inside Hub at 106.5 FM. And I'm your host, Mr. Committed Mikael Campbell. And today we're going to explore a topic that gets passions high. People tend to get out of character. But for us here in Trinidad and Tobago, we are about love and unity. What we are going to explore, something called the political climate, then and now. Think about this. After a World Cup game, passion, emotion, thousands of people playing. You know what happens? At the end of the match, a loser and a winner is declared. And these 11 players go to the next 11 players and they embrace, they exchange jerseys. As a matter of fact, when you look at a boxing match or UFC, for those who watch those violent sports, no, I don't watch it, but I know of it. You would see after that match, they would embrace each other as a form of showmanship. So in this political climate series, we are going 25 years back, which will land us in the era of Basdeo Pandé and Patrick Manning. Two distinguished gentlemen who would have sit at the opposite side of the political landscape. And there's some questions I want to ask you, the listening audience, and my distinguished guest today in the studio. If you could recall, Patrick Manning would have given way to Basdeo Pandé, and Pandé did the same for Manning in Parliament. And you would have seen a clipping where it seemed that they enjoyed the banter. And then you look at Presentation College, where they would have both attended, and you know what? They were fond of each other. You saw that. And if we need to fast forward now, there's some difficult questions I'm going to pose to my guests in the studio, and I'm sure they can navigate it well. Do you think that same camaraderie is there? Do you think that same that level of class and ethics and love beside the politics? Because no, if you juxtapose that to a boxing match where real blows pelting, draw on the ground, and now it's just political rivalry, where is the love that we need in our political climate in Tobago? And with that, let me introduce to you two strong, well-known, the national conversation gentlemen. I will start off with Chris Hussein, Youth Parliament alumni, no stranger to the public conversation when it comes to developing Trinidad and Tobago. When you know as a matter of fact, if you don't know the name, you wasn't paying attention. And to his left, my right, we have Joshua Hercules, an entrepreneur, a motivational speaker. As a matter of fact, in 1 month, this gentleman spoke to about 1,000 persons of CCC from left to right. I don't know how he was doing it, but he's a man on the ground. So I will kick off the batting with Chris. Chris, with that monologue that I gave there about the political climate, do you think within that 25 years period, are we more informed now as a people, or were we more informed back then, or is there so much information we can't fact check it? Tell me.
I think it could be a combination of the last two that you mentioned. So firstly, I want to thank you for having me on, and of course I want to say a special good evening to the listening audience.
Thanks.
So, you know, For, you know, moving away from the analog era into the digital era, we would have gone away. And I mean, we still use the newspapers, and we're in a media house that print a lot of our newspapers, so, you know, plug them,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
But the reality is that the manner in which, or the modality of our communication and how we get our messages from our political players would be, you know, through social media. As a matter of fact, once upon a time, Parliament was a place where you couldn't see the live sitting. But of course now, you know, I think within maybe the past decade, we would have been able to see that, and that would have been an initiative taken under the Office of the Parliament. And so I think we have more information now.
Yeah,
I think we have... So social media is a good and a bad thing. It's a good thing that we get to see what they said, but it's a bad thing for some of them who say what they said.
True. That's very true. Yeah.
So you could be in a meeting now, and the political hustings, and what you say is live, and by the end of your speech, it is already upward 10,000 views on TikTok. And it could go, you know, viral for good or bad reason. And I think that as our technology would have evolved, our interest in politics, whether you liked it or not directly, I think indirectly, we are now more aware. And so our awareness is, and so this is, so you know, the nature of discussion is really is, was it better then? Are we classless now? And my thing is, I think maybe now we have a deeper understanding as to what would have happened. But I think also, and you know, just to, you know, answer in the thematic way that you would have, you know, placed that indicator. I think we have got a little bit, what is the word I'm looking for here? Unfiltered.
Unfiltered. Okay. So we're more informed, but we less filtered.
And I think that we are pandering to populist views, and we are in a space where the players know exactly their audience is interested in a particular type of material, and so they play towards that.
You know, I would want to get Joshua in this conversation, because when you mentioned that the players know exactly what their base want to hear or who their audience is, that then tells us something that could be a stark reality. I will tell my base what they want to hear, but not necessarily what they need to hear. Joshua, what do you think? Do you think they'd be more informed than about the last statement I made and what having a brain freeze here? But tell me your input.
So again, I want to say thanks for having me here on the Freedom 106.5. You know, it's a great conversation. I want to say special good afternoon to the listening public also. And this conversation is one that could be very touchy, as you rightfully say, because social media has come and it has brought more information, but more information in life. You know, there is a quote that says, the more you know, is the more frustrated you become. Because
repeat that one for me.
The more you know. There's a quote in life that says, the more you know, the more frustrated you become.
Right.
Because now the brain has to work twice as hard to disseminate the information that it just received.
Yeah.
And what social media would have done to the political arena, it would have brought forth mass manipulation. So now the people are easily manipulated, because social media drives on negative content. Because negative content spreads as a wildfire in dry season. It goes far beyond your control. So even though both political giants within our country, being the PNM and the UNC, they're knowing their base, it makes it more easier for them to target misinformation in which they know would be taken and spread across the country in a jiffy. Hence the reason why we could have all been at Price Mart last week and buying toilet paper while preparing for a war. So social media would have opened the door for political manipulation. And we all know, for someone who would like to hold and grasp and keep power within their reach, manipulation is a key tool that helps someone to keep power within their hands.
No, but I can disagree with you and say that as a follower of a base, they can say, no, you say it's manipulation, but they exposing corruption of the past regime. They actually bringing things to light that we didn't know. If it was done in a matter as an article or not, they're still exposing something. So is it manipulation in your perspective? But how do you now say to the base or try to convince them you'll be manipulated, because it is drenched within society that once my leader or once my party says this is true and this is the fact? How do we get away from that?
So again, information is key in this matter, and you cannot be a dogged follower of politics if it is you want to know the dying truth. Truth is something you would need to dive deep and search for, not something you could read a headline and grasp. And that's what we have. We have a society of youths that is just growing wild on only listening to what the headlines are saying, but not what the actual context or the structure of the essay pertains to. Because let me tell you something, right? And in university, they teach us all this. You could read a headline and read the story, and the headline and the story has nothing in common.
So it's like clickbait.
So it's actually clickbait.
Okay.
And clickbait leads to what? Manipulation.
Okay.
It's simply the political giants have learned how to manipulate and how to canvas around what they would want to use in order to keep power within their reach.
Mm-hmm. You believe that?
So here's the thing, right? I definitely know that if you are a communicator and a messenger, you know the outcome that you are trying to achieve, right? But at the same time, whether we're speaking about political bases and, you know, you find bases not just in Trinidad and Tobago. You can look across the pond in Washington and see, you know, the right wing and left wing there and how they pander to what may be more, you know, conservative and what may be more liberal. And those things exist. But that aside, I think that as we would have grown, I mean, we are looking at every generation is supposed to be based on our budgetary investments in education. We're supposed to be more informed, more educated, more able to discern the message that is being positioned to us, which is why, and I'm not here to make this political, but which is why recently this whole, you know, conversation surrounding FET at the Brian Lara Stadium. What I noticed was a number of persons within my generation, I call our generation Gen Z, we are now saying, wait, hold on. What's this one? What's going on here? And I'm seeing a number of persons taking to social media and putting forward an opinion and somewhat something that is substantial, you know, not something that is just opposing for opposing's sake, but something that is substantial. And I think that is what I expect to see from persons within our generation, at least, for us to be able to discern what makes sense and what doesn't make sense. So I think, yes, pandering to the base exists, but at the same time, I do think it is responsible and it is incumbent on all citizens to dissect the messages that is being given to them.
So, Chris, I would want to ask you this. You say you've fed in Brian Lara before. How was your experience?
It was very good.
If you're sitting today right now, that smile on his face. But then what about those who are living close to the stadium that when they cannot sleep in the night and it's too much for them, the child, the dog barking, the cat meowing, everything happens at once?
So I'm a parent of an animal, right?
Right.
I know people might, you're all going to open up the phone lines just now and they might dog mouth for that, right? But what I will say is that I do think the excessive noise around carnival time, it's a huge problem to persons who live within the environment and your animals. And we're not just speaking carnival, we're speaking about fireworks, etc., around any sort of festivals within the country. But it cannot be cut on slash politics and burn down everything. Just a few weeks ago, we would have launched carnival, right? And so there are many stakeholders that would benefit from this thing called carnival.
Right.
And so I think there's something that is missing, and as that conversation, for me, it is how best can all of us come to the big C word of compromise, right? How do you ensure that you meet your, what is it, the issues surrounding the residents who live around there? They must, their voice matter in this. Udicot voice matters in this with their bottom line figures. And of course, these promoters and patrons, their voices also matter in this. And so I think there's always a space for having a conversation on what's the best way forward.
So with that point, I'll stick a pin right there and we'll go to the break and we'll be right back.
Your Saturdays with Carrie V's electrifying energy on Speak Your Mind Saturdays. Here, you're not just tuning in, you're transforming the show into a vibrant tapestry of opinions, laughter, and spirited debates. Get set for a day packed with the fun, the burning issues, and Carrie V's infectious personality. Join the fun, fuel the conversation, speak your mind. Saturdays with Carrie V on Freedom 106.5 FM.
Go big, go digital. Go everywhere with the Big Board Company. With 18 high-impact digital billboard locations across the country, the Big Board Company puts your brand where it belongs, front and center. With state-of-the-art LED screens in the most high-traffic areas across the country, you are guaranteed to be seen. Get flexible scheduling, real-time updates, and the most eye-catching and dynamic visuals. With free artwork from local businesses to national brands, we bring reach and visibility like nobody else does. 18 locations, endless possibilities. Advertise with the Big Board Company and get that big board impact. Call 368-3754 for more information.
So we are back in the Inside Hub. I'm your host, Mikel, Mr. Committed Campbell. And we are talking about the political climate. In studio, we have Chris Hussein and Joshua Hercules. And we were now talking about that brand narrow affecting noise pollution, how do we reach halfway. And remember, if you have your contributions, you want to state your opinions, call 625-2257 or 627-3223. And don't forget the WhatsApp, 306-1065. Make your contributions, make sure it's cordial, and be passionate. It's okay, we're talking politics, and we know people feel about that. So before we went to the break, Chris was just sharing about he being a pet parent, and he has his own pet. I don't have any, but I want one. I prefer dogs.
Which dog?
I like pit bull. It doesn't represent any pit bull. A matter of fact, let me pull it back. I like dogs, all dogs.
Right.
But if you ever seen how a dog reacts when it comes to fireworks, they lose their sense of direction. They lose everything. And for those children who probably, well, those babies who now born, or those toddlers who can express themselves, you're hearing boom, boom, true wheels of the morning. Mm-hmm. I would say, and just to put it out there, a thought-provoking perspective, I would choose the babies of the land to be safe and comfortable than us Gen Z people who want to go and jump up the voice and jump to Kamunak.
But so can't we regulate it? Find a way to regulate whether it's the times, whether it is the decibel in which this music is being produced. Is it? Can't we find a better outcome?
I like that. And Joshua, you from South?
While you're on that, Chris. I grew up basically, we could say, on Sierra Street.
I'm from San Fernando.
Great people come from San Fernando.
Right.
So during the carnival season, we are exposed to every single thing. So while I would agree that noise pollution is something, there's something called stakeholder management that I think that we are forgetting to implement properly when it comes to the taking of decisions. We cannot always use my right hand is the strongest in the room, so therefore, when my right hand is on the table, everyone's hand should be off the table. I think what we needed was a more holistic approach, you understand? I mean to say, we're 2 months away from what we consider the greatest show on earth, and we are marketing it as such. But when we look at the setup, the investments that a lot of these organizations, the Air Committee, the Lullabies, all of them would have already put out to host Carnival itself, the cultural, the cultural backbone of our country, because this is the greatest cultural event that we have within the country. I think we should have just grouped it into being a seasonal form of enjoyment strictly. So instead of all year, we have Fettered Brian Lara, you could have Stink and Dirty in June, September, whenever, hear what? We know that Carnival is in February or March.
Yeah.
This is the stipulated and the designated fetting time. I believe we have a caller on the line.
Caller?
Hi, good evening.
Good evening. Thanks for calling.
Hi, yeah. I just want to touch on that topic you were talking about in regards to the fetting and the noise pollution. So, I find it strange, Branler, I was targeted too. When there's closer proximity of houses to the Oval and to the Savannah, as well as to the Casey Crawford Stadium. And these are places that have pets every year. So I just find that that was weird. But if we have to really ban these things from these establishments, where are we going to put these parties?
Good question.
Or is it that we're now going to mandate all these parties give to their patrons when they enter wireless headphones?
No, we're not doing that.
Definitely.
We're not doing that.
Thank you for that. And, you know, Chris, I would let you know that while that wireless party with the breaking sticks, it glowing in the dark, may seem as a option to some, not in Trinidad and Tobago.
Definitely not.
There's something the caller said, right? And he used the word weird, and I find he's been very filtered as well.
Thank you for that, caller.
Because when you have something like, for example, I mean, I don't want to name Fets because I might be there, and then I'll be like, oh, look, he's a hypocrite because he was on Freedom Soccer. Da, da, da. No, but there are communities living there as well.
Right.
In some of these areas in Port of Spain, not too far from where we are right now.
Exactly.
Right, so if you know where the building is, you know what we're talking about. No, and so these people, the noise would affect them as well.
Mm-hmm.
I also don't think we have a facility like a Brian Laron. I think what people don't understand is that orange economy and how it works. When someone who lives outside of Trinidad, and if you don't know, many of our masqueraders in Port of Spain who play with the bigger bands are foreigners.
Yeah.
They have already booked up the Hyatt. They have already booked up Radisson. They have already booked up Hilton. And I want people to go and check, Google it right now. Pull over on the shoulder, because they're most likely in traffic. What time is it? There's no traffic over.
Traffic's still on.
It's still on.
Pull over. Check it, right? Pull over. But pull over. And
hold 1 second, Chris. I think it's a call on the line. Caller, you're live. Let's hear you.
Good evening to the panel.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening to Chris, and good evening to Mr. Hercules here and the other host. This is one caller by the name of Mr. Tabakit.
Mr. Tabakit.
Hi, Mr. Yes, Tabakit.
Joshua had a point, but before we go, I want you guys to remember to keep engaged. Call us at 625-2257 or 627-3223 and WhatsApp, send your WhatsApp at 306-1065 and check out our Facebook Live. And as I on Facebook, I see Danelle Joseph said, excellent program. I agree that we need to exercise critical thinking. The lack thereof results in a lot of questionable remarks made by a vast majority of. And then the next one, they said, this is where succession planning comes into play. But remember, guys, for more discussions like this, check me on next week, Friday, between 6 to 7, where we have this conversation that could stir the emotions and get good passions going. There's a call. Caller. Welcome, caller. Good evening.
Good evening again. With the political front, I have been here for too long. Since I was much older, I've been here for too long.
Much
where younger people, older people want to come to the forefront. And they're allowing those young people to remain in the front. Mm. Why don't we all get together? You know what I mean? I've just been the opposite.
That
get together, have young, bright brains. We have enough art in Trinidad.
I agree.
And Tobago, and put it forward and let the movement start. You can't start it a month or 2 months before the election. That can't make no sense.
Be smarter than that. Be smarter than that.
Get like from now, boom, and you want plenty, a whole bag of them, you know.
Like a crystal scene, like a crystal hook, yes.
You understand? And have it there, and we'll see a change. We could see a change. And in that way, I am telling you, the level of corruption, right, that we have in the country, I am sure it will be decreased. You wouldn't get rid of it. So too with the protective services. Send them home by the age of 45.
Thank you, caller. I'm not touching on the protective services under 45, but I received your comment. We have a bunch of young persons there roaring to lead. As a matter of fact, I believe the perfect mixture, and you guys could disagree, that you have young people coupled with experience. But yeah, man, not the young people who are in the back and be saying, as you were saying, tokenism, so you're in charge, but you're really not in charge.
No.
Give them the ability to run and let the advisors who have the experience say, I think you should go this way, but still let the ultimate decision rest in the hands of the young office holder. And here's why, before you chime in, Chris. When you have young persons who are in touch with the ground, in touch with their times, development is in the air. The experienced persons would say, watch out for the pothole, but go ahead. I'm not familiar, but principles don't change. So your idea is new, but follow this principle, and we will progress. It's basically saying you're building a house, long time you used to build mud house. So where was the architect then?
Hmm.
But I'm sure some person who was described as mad said, I'm an architect and I could draw. And then when they brought in the 3D on the computer, they said, what is that? That don't make sense. So I guess it's a birthing that has to take place. And people like Chris, people like Joshua, people like colleague, people like Dennis.
You.
Yeah. all of us have to be able to be there to let that birthing process come out. But Chris, you were going to say something.
I just want to give some advice to our young persons who have found themselves in spaces where they are tokens. Unfortunately, what I will say is that what you say on any platform, we are listening. The Gen Zers, we are listening. We are your peers. And so as you get older, we will get older as well. We are all growing together. And so there'll come a point where you may want to run for office. And you must. And we would have already made up our minds about you a few years ago.
And so, as you point out there, there's a call on the line and you come back in.
Mm-hmm.
Caller, you're live.
Good evening again, Tabakit here.
Mr. Tabakit.
Mm-hmm. I tend to love this program, the Gen Z program. Now, I love the program.
Yeah.
And let me get straight to the editorial, what you all raised there in regards to young people. I think the problem we're having in Trinidad is something what we call the revolving door concept. What you have is different political parties, but the same players. And when I say the same players, it's all surrounding financiers and who they want to the top of the boat, major political party. And that's the problem there. Let me repeat. They call it the revolving door concept in politics. And if those are the people that call in the shots, and those are the people who they rub shoulders with, and that is why I use the term revolving door concept, different political parties, but the same players.
Chris, I'm going to throw that on you. So you had a point before, but I'm going to throw that on you when you finish.
Yeah. Well, so the point I was making, just to wrap it up, is that we would have already made up our minds about you. Mm-hmm. And so if you really have an interest in serving the country, which is what the interest was is really supposed to be, and never forget that our job is national service at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. You know, some forget, but we just want to remind them. And we would have already made up our minds. So be just very careful and don't say anybody give anything to read. You read it first and then, you know, proceed.
That's why you think that the people who are in political spaces, they are tokens, and do you have any advice for them?
I 100% believe they are worse than tokens.
Unfiltered, go ahead.
They are actually hashtags that these great politicians just use to show a level of influence, you understand? Especially if you are a youth who have some level of following.
Yeah.
Trust me. You would want to at least remove yourself a little bit and do some introspection and make sure that the people that you are surrounded by really care about where you have to go in this life.
No, but Joshua, Chris, I am a team player. If I'm a part of a party, why would I not want to toe the line? I don't want to step out and be excommunicated.
Well, be a team player, and in 5 years, you'll be replaced because you would have aged by 5 years.
And that's the thing. The moment your momentum drops, you are on the bench.
Yeah. What would have been your track record? What is your background? Mm. What is your expertise? What is the true feelings of persons within this age category? What are you really championing for? What policy do you want to see within government outside of just cheerleading? It cannot be cheerleading. And if that is what we're interested in, then we're not really serious as young
cheerleading
people.
Cheerleading politics, Joshua.
I want to chime in on that a bit because we just concluded a general election
this year
on April 28th, you understand? Mm-hmm. And we would have seen a lot of cheerleaders, you understand? To the extent where both parties had great cheerleaders, mm-hmm. which are both quarreling right about now. Now, the thing with this is, right, people must understand that fame is not easily sustained. Let me put it like that. And being famous is good. So when you are famous, everyone would want to be around you. Mm-hmm. The minute that fame does not have any substance and that fame is an empty plastic bag, you will be
not
carried away with the wind. You understand? So what happens is politicians like people who have motion and momentum. Mm-hmm. And they would use your motion and your momentum to reach into office. When they reach into office, if you do not have anything that could be rewarded substantially, you will be at the wayside and you would now be making room for the next key player. Mm. So if you are a youth that has a bit of momentum right about now, as Chris said, you better be genuine about what you're doing and start building your own social platform.
Mm. And have a cause.
And have
What do you really want to do with the platform? When you get in there, what do you want to do? Warm the seat? No.
There's a call. Caller.
Good evening, Chris.
Good evening.
The suggestion that you're making there about not towing the line, right, in Trinidad politics, we must remember, in order for you to survive in politics, you have to change the Westminster system in Trinidad and Tobago, right? Now, we follow our Westminster system, and you've got to know the system before you get into politics, right? There's the whip, and it's a toe-the-line system of politics that we follow in Trinidad. So therefore, before you even think about getting into politics, you have to ask a question
whether or not this system I applies to my integrity, what I stand for. If not, you should not get into politics, Chris.
Yeah. Well, let me respond. Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, thanks for your opinion. But your opinion is myopic in its view of how you define politics. Politics is not limited to only the parliament. When we speak about the parliament, yes, we agree that we exist within a Westminster system. No one is debating that. But politics also includes your political parties. Politics includes that in a political party, there's a national executive, there are arms, there are committees, there are ways in which you can carry a message in the organization that you may belong to ensure that you get the best outcome of what the vehicle is supposed to be in government. Mm-hmm. So I am not speaking about, and I am nowhere am I speaking about when time to vote on a bill or time to debate on a bill you're going against. You know? That's what I'm talking about. But if you are looking at politics in that myopic way, then maybe I think I know why we might be in the place that we are.
And today, because change makers are known for being very... Was he?
I mean, you look at our politics.
Or she.
No, but the reality is, Mr. Pandey came from NAR.
Yes.
Right? Mrs. Prasad Bisesa came from NAR. Dr. Rowley came from NJAC. This is the reality of our politics.
Of our politics.
This is not something that's a bed of roses at a tea party.
And you know,
why it's the reality of our... While it's the reality of our politics, if you look at the way some of them would have assumed power, mm-hmm. you would now bring this little word that starts with E into the conversation called ethics. You have to think about ethics and code of conduct, mm-hmm. because you say that politics is a way of life. It could also be considered as probably a religion, if that is what you're saying. You say we live, we breathe, you know, we...
Some person says a cult, eh?
Alright, so, and some says a cult, yeah, also. But my take on it is, what message are we really sending to those who are coming after us? When you have aged so well and so fine and you are so nice, you know, the longer wine stays, is the better... It is. And I think that's the mindset of our politicians. It's like the longer I hold this post, I don't know, it's like the mind is just keep getting younger and younger and younger. While that may not be true, when we look at the evidence of the way our politicians carry about themselves, we could see that the code of conduct is very questionable. So therefore, we are already at a big disadvantage moving forward politically. Because when you look, you say children learn from those who they are wrong or those who have gone before them. And we say bring the youth and then bring the experience and let's bring them together and let them learn. But what are they learning right about now?
I like that. And you know, guys, stay tuned on next week Friday as we continue the discussion on the political climate then and now. Joshua Hercules and Chris Hussein, they stood in the studio and they gave their true, honest, raw, uncut, unfiltered opinions on how they feel about where we are today. And discussions. Discussion leads to movement. Movement leads to change. And change leads to, once it's done correctly, into a greater development. So closing remarks. Keep it short. Keep it tight. Starting with Chris. What would be your closing remarks?
My closing remarks is that this, so far, a lot of persons might want to reduce this conversation to persons being ageist, but at the end of the day, what we really want to get is service to Trinidad and Tobago, progression, and we want to be better. Mm-hmm. And there is nothing wrong with young people within our age group wanting to be a part of it and saying, hey, I have an idea and I want to advance it. So I want to encourage all young people to utilize their platforms responsibly. Right, please be responsible, do your research, and you too can carry a message, continue a movement of something that is supposed to be beneficial for all of us.
Thank you, Chris. Joshua, quickly.
Have a purpose. I would tell my young folks, and they have a purpose, have a vision. You know, one of the greatest scriptures in the Bible said that where there is no vision, the people perish.
That's right.
Have a vision for yourself and a vision for your life. And also have a vision for the ones who are coming after you. And I can tell you that you would be guided by success. You would enter a realm of greatness unmatched greatness as long as there's a true vision that can really take those who you are planning to carry forward. Remember, you cannot give what you yourself do not have. Fill yourself with substance.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. And 106.5 family, thanks for listening. This is your host, Mr. Committed, at the Inside Hub, talking about the political climate then and now. Stay tuned. At the top of the hour at 7 p.m., we will go to CNT3 to hear the news. Major news. So next week, you will catch me same time, same place, talking about the same political climate. Thank you, Mr. Tabby Keith and the other callers who call in. Your engagement was amazing. Danielle, Brian, those who call, thank you. And stay tuned. You never know what we'll discuss next week. Perhaps we might talk about if you could get HZ House in Victoria Keys. Who knows?
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.